Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, Bob, that's our cue. What an exciting show we've had. Our boss was just in saying the listener engagement is through the roof today. I think that's because of you and Pony, and I think I'm the only drawback to the show.
No, it's because of you, as I saw.
I suck, Bob.
This is your show.
We have treats now, I'll tell you that much, including, God bless me.
I bless you.
That wasn't a sneeze.
No, we've expanded. We think there should be salutations for other bodily functions that happen. Why do sneezes get all
We'd be doing is
all the praise.
Blessing everyone in here for every moment that happens, because there's a lot of noise, extraneous and otherwise.
God bless you too, Bob.
Thank you. You didn't hear it. There was
I
a
agree.
Silencer.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're going to build the suspense to the unveiling of Mulsey the Snowman, which is coming in about 10 minutes. But before that, Rob Long from The Fan in Baltimore. Tremendous football observer and a very entertaining guy. He had this to say about Lamar Jackson while we had him on. What was it, about an hour ago? Let's take a quick listen to this and then comment on it, Bob.
I remember as a teenager, Michael Jordan was torching everybody in the NBA. Folks start saying, Craig Elo is the Jordan stop. And Jordan got tired of that. He torched Elo, including the game winner at the end. I think Lamar Jackson's tired of hearing about Pittsburgh Steelers being the Lamar stopper, and I think he's going to address that this Saturday.
How about that?
Well, hidden vigorous, as Bob Prince would always used to say, comes into play. I mean, the longer you do this, you would think the sooner you come to having a different outcome, but I don't know if that's going to happen this week. But I do know this, he is having a tremendous season, and to slow him down, the Steelers have figured it out. And I'll say this about them, if you look at the tape, one thing for coaches to say it, their player discipline is better than any team that he faces. The Steelers know how to not allow him to do what he does. And the players have to understand it, and not just understand it, but carry it out on the field. And they do that.
I'll tell you exactly what they don't want him to do, Bob. And that is get out to his right, outside the
right.
pocket.
Now, that's
obviously
what I'm saying. He doesn't do it.
Every team is like that because they know the damage that he does, but nobody, you're right, nobody is as disciplined and does it like the Steelers. They get a very conservative push up the middle to where they don't leave him lanes to escape for big runs. And then, you know, they get their usual push from the outside, but not to the point. I think they sometimes have employed a spy, but it's never to the point where the guy just has easy lanes to run or to get outside and make plays to his right. That's the thing about it. To his right is where they went. And there was a great interview, and I give credit where credit is due. It's when Tomlin talks to Bob Labriola each week, and he broke it down, man, how they go about dealing with this monster, this Michael Jordan-like regular season figure anyway. I wrote about this the last time they played, that the Pistons had the Jordan rules. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers, they don't name it this, but they've got the Lamar rules, the Jackson rules. And with the Pistons, it was, we can't let Michael get in the air near the basket. Bad things happen. He ain't getting in the air. We'll give him jump shots. We'll do other things. But that was rule number one. He can't leave his feet to make plays. Okay? Tomlin told Labriola, he said, the things I always talk about, what makes him special is the plays he makes outside the pocket. He said he's got 9 touchdown passes outside the pocket. Bob, this was before the first meeting. He's got 400 plus yards passing, a 123 rating outside the pocket. So not only do you have to rush this guy, Tomlin said, but you can't let him escape via the run outside the pocket. You can't let him do it. And he says there's a certain recipe to every mobile quarterback, a prescribed recipe, and the pocket of component with Lamar is really, really significant. So I give Tomlin a lot of credit for how they've played Lamar.
I do too, but it also has to be the players listening and then doing what they're supposed to do and not allowing that escape lane to become available.
Yeah.
And they do it better than any team he plays.
It's not even close. The only other team that he has 5 or more decisions with a losing record is Kansas City, and he actually, like the first game this year, played well against them, and right. It was a toe tap at the end that decided the game. The Steelers just completely stifle him. And yet, at the ends of games, he manages to drive the Ravens when they need to get down the field and set up all these win-or-lose, do-or-die plays like the one to Mark Andrews a couple of years ago at the end, mm-hmm. like the one in this year's game at the end to tie the game, like the one in Baltimore where they went down to the end of the game and who made the interception? Minka, somebody did at the end of a game down by the goal line in Baltimore. So I do give him credit in this, even against a team in which he's been totally stifled and spends entire games being frustrated, he does find a way at the end to get them in position where all it'll take is one more play to either tie or win. He's unbelievable, Bob. He is. But no. they have done a better job than anybody in football by far.
Well, they see him a lot. They know what he is. They know how to deal with him, and they do it. So now I'm going to be anxious to see what they do in response. You know, Rob Long said, well, this is going to be the time they have an answer. I'm going to be anxious to see what their answer is, because the Steelers will, if they do what they've typically done, make it difficult for him to escape. So what is their plan? I still believe they're going to run the ball a lot.
They got to run. That was their mistake.
Yeah, they got away from it, and it made it one-dimensional.
Rob thought that because Henry fumbled early, that Harbaugh freaked out and didn't play him.
Well, that's stubbornness then, if that's the case.
I'm running him all day if I'm them.
Right.
Okay, then the other situation with Rob was Patrick Queen. He's been critical of Queen, said the Ravens don't miss him on the field. I said he's actually played pretty well lately, but I will acknowledge that, you know, overall, Bob, has he been a star, like a high-impact player? I don't know. I think he's gotten better lately, though. I do. But I think you agreed with me with all of that. And then we had this little back and forth where, man, the silence from me and you may have spoken volumes here.
Outside of the Ravens game, I'll ask you this. Give me a Patrick Queen play.
Dead air is not good for radio.
What'd he say? Good for radio?
Dead air is not good for radio, and it isn't. But he came out of the blue with that one, and we were trying to figure out plays. Like, I get that point. The point is, he hasn't made enough plays. He's made a lot of tackles. He's been around, and to my point, he has at least solidified the inside linebacker position, something they've been trying to do ever since Ryan Shazier was injured.
Right.
So they've done that.
I think he's been pretty good.
Yeah. But if you're trying to make dynamic plays, I don't think he's called upon to make dynamic plays.
I disagree with that. I think when you're playing that position, running all over the field, you can make...
Oh, yeah, you can make them. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying I don't know what his... Just like Minka and no plays. Does that mean he's not being effective?
I don't know. At some point, the guys that you pay a lot of money to need to make big plays, like splash plays that we all can see. And when somebody like Rob Long asks us, we know.
Right, and he's right. There are none. He's made 5 tackles for losses. That's it. That's low. You would expect more over the course of how many games we've played so far. So that was a good point by him.
I mean,
but he caught us off guard about one play. You try to figure out a whole year, one
play.
That
doesn't mean he's not playing well just because we couldn't think of like these standout Ray Lewis-like spectacular plays. On the other hand, he has no interceptions, no sacks, one fumble recovery, one forced fumble, both on the same play, and not a ton of tackles for loss. Maybe he's been pretty good positionally. I think he's been pretty good in coverage. I'd have to see the grades. Pro Football Focus does not give him a good grade. I think there's another level to get to, and for the money you're spending, I think he needs to get there against good teams.
Right. It wouldn't hurt this week to go down there and make a big interception, you know, and set up shop so their offense can take a short field and score points.
I mean, we're finding out a lot. We're going to find out a lot about the Steelers in this little stretch, Bob. Again, let's put it this way. Offensively, against playoff teams currently in the playoffs, the Steelers only average 18 points a game on offense. And some of their defensive numbers in these games, like the last game, aren't great either, although they did stifle the Ravens pretty good. All right, enough about that, Bob. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. This is a very special time. It's a special time of year. We decided we would try to produce a themed Christmas album called A Very Mulsey Christmas because we love Mulsey dearly. I worked with him for a long time. We needed to come out with a single to attract interest. Yesterday, right here in the studio, we recorded Mulsey the Snowman. We had our friends Gwyn, who's a professional singer, Jenna and Greta, from the office here, all of them very nice people and very good singers, I might add. So those three you'll hear on this, you're absolutely going to hear Bob and myself, but mostly Bob. And I would argue that Bob's solo is better than the Perry Como solo in the first rendition.
But it wasn't Perry Como, was it?
Him, Burl Ives.
Burl Ives,
yeah. In the first rendition of Frosty the Snowman, I think Bob did a better job here. Some of the lyrics, if you don't hear clearly, I'll pre-tell you the lyrics. One is Mulsey's giant bald head. That's in the first stanza. At the end, the word giant comes up again when he uses giant words. We're going to say that. And then what else did we say? Garrett Cole is in here. We end with George McPhee, of all people, the longtime hockey executive. And
mostly because of the rhyming.
Because of the rhyming
of
scheme. Yeah. It ends off key. We'll acknowledge that, although I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. No more previews. Here it is, our rendition of Mulsey the Snowman.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mulsey the Snowman.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite pitcher was Garrett Cole. Oh, Mulsey the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mulsey danced around.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman was alive as he could be. He used giant words and his favorite GM was a man named George McPhee.
Oh, Bob, you are incredible. You're a talented man. I'll say that right now.
I just wish I had the music better. I am disappointed in that part of it because I think I could have done better with the music.
But. Is there any texting reaction to that?
Not yet, but in the next minute, I'm sure there will be plenty.
So as we leave for this segment, we're going to play it again. It's just 1 minute. And if you didn't catch things the first time around, perhaps you will. And I know you'll agree with me.
You wrote the lyrics, Joe.
I wrote the lyrics.
You're like Barry Manilow. Wrote the lyrics to the Mulsey song. I wrote the lyrics. They went way too long.
You'll love Bob on his solo. I mean, it was perfect. And then our friend Steve Wilson did the music. We recorded it a cappella. if that's the right word to say.
The texters are starting to react.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Love it. Pump is awesome. Next one. That was absolutely hilarious. Next texter. Why is this happening? Other texter. I'm getting crazy looks at work, bro.
I thought, Bob, here's the thing people need to know. I wrote that song on a break 10 minutes earlier, and we did two takes. Am I right about
that? Two takes. That was take two.
We rushed everybody to the studio at 2 o'clock or 1:50 or something and did two takes of that. So maybe it was 1 o'clock. And that was it. That's like Bob Dylan recording Blood on the Tracks. They used to say, you know, what's going on here? The musicians would show up and they would play live and they would record the song and that was it. They're like, wait, we're not going to redo that? No, we're done with that one. Let's move on. Hell of a job. Next up, we're going to get to George Michalowski on Pitt basketball. We're going to wrap up with a Steeler question.
Oh, there's a great text. I'm sorry, Joe. Yeah. Somebody said 9 straight threes would have been better than George McPhee.
Oh,
that is a great.
Bob, we
got to
redo the song.
Man. That's a great
text.
That's a great.
Whoever said that, what's the texter's name?
It did not say a name. Unidentified texter. That's a great text.
9 threes.
What were the lyrics again at the end?
I forget
there?
The lyrics.
Favorite GM was a man named George McPhee.
Before that, how did it go?
We could have said, and Malzi's a man who made 9 straight threes.
Right, and we should have. And that was a mistake on my part. I also wanted to get Paul Blart in as Malzi's favorite mall cop. You can't do everything, though.
We got Malzi, pumping ain't easy. We have a text that says, a more beautiful piece of music that's never been composed.
This was Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart combined, Bob. Let's leave the people with that again. We'll be back with Steeler Talk and Pit Hoops.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Malzi the Snowman.
Oh, Malzi the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a mountain nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzi the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzi danced around.
Oh, Malzi the snowman was alive as he could be. He used giant words and his favorite GM was a man named George McPhee.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the one texter who said we have to end the Malzi the Snowman with 9 straight threes is right. So we hurried up here. None of the women who sang are in the office right now. So we went with an all-male chorus and are testing a new ending to the song that we'll put out there in a moment. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We have Donnie Football Friday coming up. Bob, you're out the next 2 days. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you have fun today? This was an all-time show, I thought.
Yeah, it was a lot of give and take back and forth. I like it.
When Pony came in, the listener engagement went wild.
See, he has that kind of effect.
But who are we kidding? The big news of the day is the release of our single, Mulsey the Snowman, hopefully part of an album. And before we get to the ending, let's go to George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. George, did you happen to catch Mulsey the Snowman, and what did you think?
I did. I loved it, guys. You did great. The one comment that I thought was to replace George McPhee with George Michalowski, man. Come on.
We could have done that, Bob. Bob, we could have done that.
I like how you think.
That would have been great.
No, I don't know Chris well, but it was a great song.
We appreciate that. I thought Bob's solo was clearly the highlight, but let's get to Pitt Hoops. We mentioned that this is a time to make a little hay. They beat Virginia Tech since we talked. Or no, they've only beaten Eastern Kentucky since we talked. Now it's Sam Houston, Cal, Stanford. They should win all four before they travel to Duke. Am I right about that?
You are. They should be 20-point, around 20-point favorites against Sam Houston. That should be a game where you're fine-tuning everything for ACC play. Cal and Stanford both projected to be at the bottom of the ACC. They've got good talent, but nothing that'll compare to the better teams we'll see in ACC play. And for a down year for the league, Pitt's going to have to honestly beat these guys handily, Cal and Stanford. So it's a favorable start, I mean, to the ACC schedule. You get a road win under your belt against a rough, struggling Virginia Tech team, even though it wasn't the smoothest win. But then you come home, you get these two, Cal and Stanford. You don't have to go to California this year. They're one of a few of the teams in the ACC that don't have to make that trip, so that's nice. And it'll all lead up to that Duke game that should be a ranked matchup at that time in early January. And Pitt's hoping to have Damian Dunn back for that one.
Yeah, Damian Dunn's a big part of it, George. But also, their backcourt play, I think when it's on, it's as good as – really probably any team in the conference, maybe short of Duke. I'm not sure how that, if you go that high. But, I mean, that's, to me, when you have that, you have a team that can do some damage. I know they'd like to do more things inside if they could, but when you got the outside perimeter play, those guys can penetrate, they can dish and shoot, they can do a lot of different things. I think that sets them apart from just about, 80% of the teams in that conference.
I agree with you, Bob. I mean, Jalen Lowe is a star. You need star guards to go far in March, and he is that guy, and he's shown us that he can do it in late-game situations. The one thing about this backcourt is, aside from Biba Cummings and Damian Dunn when he was there, Jalen Lowe and Ish Leggett have both struggled shooting the ball. I mean, Jalen's shot less than 27% from three. Ish is below 29%. They're both turning it over a bit more than you'd like to see. As well, but I agree with you. I mean, this team will go as far as their guards will go, and I think their guards have a really high ceiling this year. They've got veterans. I mean, even Jalen Lowe, Jeff Capel calls Jalen Lowe a veteran at this point just because of how much he went through in his freshman season. But they're special, man. I mean, we've seen 30-point performances from Biba Cummings. We saw, I think, Lowe had 28, a career high early this year. I wouldn't be shocked if he drops 30 in one of these next three. So, they've got a special backcourt. It'll take them pretty far this year.
George, if you can sum up what you think that Biba Cummings' role and just what he's going to mean to this team is in one sentence, what would it be?
Timely shooting and scrappy plays. That's what I would say. I think Biba is a guy who has shown that he can shoot the ball 41% from three. He was 6 of 8 the other day. And he's made a bunch of scrappy plays. I mean, in the Greenbrier, the only reason he was seeing the floor was because Dame was hurt, and he came in and made a difference right away. So that's a little explanation on that one sentence, but timely shooting and scrappy plays.
George, we appreciate the time, my friend. We'll do a quick check-in next week as well.
Thanks, George.
Guys. Happy holidays.
You too, man.
See you, buddy. George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now, talking Pitt Hoops. All right, Bob, let's get back to the Mulsey Christmas song and just wrap it up this way. Should we play the original and then ask people whether they want that ending or the one we've created?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's play the original. This was cut yesterday. It felt like, I don't know if you saw the movie on Apple, Let It Be, about the Beatles, the making of that album. This felt historic, and this was the result.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mulsey the Snowman.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Mulsey the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mulsey danced around.
Oh, Mulsey the snowman was alive as he could be. He used giant words and his favorite GM was a man named George McPhee.
Admittedly, the ending could use a little work. Not only was it was off key, which makes it funny, but also George McPhee, like that was bad writing on my part, everything. And then somebody suggested, how could you have a song about Mulsey without the nine straight threes? So we quickly organized an all-male chorus today. Our texters weigh in 928-9370 on whether this should be the new last verse.
Oh, Mulsey, the snowman was alive as he could be. He used giant words and he made the claim that he once made nine straight threes.
Bob?
I think we need to fine-tune that a little bit, but yeah, I like that better. The texture was right.
It becomes a real collaborative effort when we have the all-male choir joining in.
We need the ladies back in here just to smooth everything out.
I think that Steve Wilson, our guy, can do that and add music to it. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 24 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. Credit through GM Financial. High of 40 today. Bob, this was wonderful. I'll see you on Monday.
Looking forward to it. We have a lot to break down on Monday. Winner. Could be a lot of things happening.
Any other good reaction to that in the final 10 seconds, text-wise, to the song at large?
Some things I can't say on air. And don't quit your day job, Joe.
Thank you, Mulsey.
You're welcome.